When it comes to developing creative, out-of-the-box meeting experiences, independent hotels provide a number of appealing options for event planners. In this episode of Eventful, created in partnership with the Caribe Royale Orlando, we delve into the advantages of working with independent properties by looking in-depth at Caribe Royale's approach to events. We speak with the property's managing director, Amari Piedra, about how he works with meeting planners to create exceptional events and how input from those planners has shaped new, major upgrades at the property. But first, we spoke with Michael Dominguez, president and CEO of Associated Luxury Hotels International, which serves as a global sales arm for independent hotels for meetings, incentives, and conventions. He shared what he thinks sets independents apart.
You know, there's a couple of things that I think are unique with the independents. First, I think the independent hotels are very focused on experiential. They're focused on the experience. They're in the hospitality business because their ownership, if you're an independent hotel, actually cares about the hospitality. They're in it because it's what juices them. It's what really drives them. And because of that, I think you see a really focus around attention to the experience and what that can look like. And I think that's different in today's world because, you know, many of the brands are challenged at being a management company that is purely based on metrics. They don't, and they're going to be evaluated by an owner on delivering those metrics. So I don't say that again as criticism. I say that as the reality. It's a little bit of a different makeup than I'm an independent hotel. I work for an owner that cares about this. And all of a sudden when I'm asking or I'm going to make an investment and it may cost me a little bit of the bottom line, it's okay because the experience looks a little different. That's one piece I find. The second thing I find, the independents are resort heavy, resort destinations. Because they're not tied to a brand, they lean group heavier. And they're not having any kind of major loyalty channel driving those room nights that are being cashed in from all my business travel for my resort travel. And because of that, they tend to lean more group than some of your traditional branded hotels overall in their mix of business, which means you have independents that, yeah, they'll work with you. They're trying to get that group in. And specifically in a resort, if you're Sunday through Thursday, it's all day. I want you and we will make it work and we'll try to figure that out. And a lot of that is owned and managed within the building. It's not licensed out. It's not leased out. And because of that, you have this great deal of flexibility. And what a great experience to say, I'm in a ballroom, I'm breaking for lunch, but now I'm taking over a restaurant instead of it being in a ballroom experience. I have that kind of flexibility, being able to close down the pool. Well, because I don't have this massive leisure audience on a Tuesday that have all these demands, I can shut down the pool to have a pool party. And that's going to be okay. And I can do that without having the most of my building yelling at me because I closed down the pool and we lean heavy leisure. I think that's a big differential that they're focused on group as an independent. And because of that, they not only focus on it, I think they're a little more flexible in trying to make it work. They still have the same price constraints, high demand periods. But I think the flexibility and the willingness to try to get it done is special. But when I look at the luxury independent space, it's still high touch today. And it's still about service and that experience. And it really, really matters. And that's where the focus is. It's a unique identifier for the independent space versus a mass market. When you look at the experience that this is in certain hotels in my past experience, even the ones I've worked at, we had clients begging us or trying to convince us that they want to use an outside venue that we normally don't use, or they want to use a certain space. And what I find in the independent space, the challenge of doing something different, the challenge of using a space they've never used before is something that intrigues them and enthuses them versus becomes an obstacle or a hurdle. I always say the independents have a spirit about them because it's about the hospitality. I said it earlier, it's what juices people. Because like we're in this to really wow people. We're in this to figure out what does the experience look like differently. And what I always think is interesting is when you're doing a site inspections, for instance, the one thing I think is different on an independent site inspection, you're going to spend so much time hearing about the experience and the flow and the opportunities. You're not going to hear about, oh yeah, we renovated, we got brand new beds, we got brand new coffee makers. At 4 and 5 diamond independent hotels, it shouldn't be a surprise that I have a good rooms product. But if that's all you can talk about, to me, that's the one thing from a planner's perspective. Listen to where the emphasis is. when the emphasis is about your experience and the ideas, and this is what we think you can do, that's telling you the spirit of your actual meeting is going to be operated. If all you're hearing is about what we always call feature dumping, and I'm telling you about my beds and my coffee makers and my new scenery, and I got a brand new bar, that's all product versus experience. And I think that is what is truly unique about independence. Kariba Royale is the perfect example of it. We're having our meeting coming up at Kariba. It's one of our large meetings coming up in April. And when we had the planning session, it's like our debates were about how do we even make it cooler? Like, oh, could we use this one? And they're, yeah, but we think this one would even work better. That's where I think it's a bit of a difference. And they want to showcase this to planners to show the level of options and the level of flexibility you have. And they have amazing meeting space, over a couple hundred thousand square feet of meeting space. And yet that's not where they spend the emphasis. It's like, this is where we can do all of your experiential side outside of the meeting. And I think that is really what sets the independents apart.
Experience over product. It's about putting you in this special place and your group really something that they're going to remember and really collaborating with the meeting planner to come up with something out of the box.
And I find those type of hotels in the independent space to be very, very uniquely local. They try to bring their locality into the experience in the hotel in such a different way that I really think it makes it memorable and special.
And to provide an example of how an independent property can provide an ideal option for meeting planners, we spoke with Mari Piedra, Managing Director of Kariba Royale Orlando. Thanks so much for joining us, Amari. Maybe you can start and just introduce a bit about the Kariba Royale.
Sure. It's great to be here with you. We are a 1,330-key all-suite hotel, Orlando, Florida. Really a mix of convention business and leisure, over 220,000 square feet of meeting space, 8 food and beverage restaurants and bars, 4 Diamond Hotel, and we've just undergone a huge reimagination over the last 3.5 years.
What would you say are some of the biggest priorities that you're hearing from planners, especially when it comes to site and venue selection?
In fact, I just participated on 2 large site inspections in the last week, but you know, it's a combination of several different factors. One is flexibility of space and being able to get from one part of the meeting space to another as they transition. Having that flexibility is big. They're looking for a combination of indoor and outdoor space many times, especially with the groups that are coming here during the colder climates up north. They want to get their attendees out of the meeting room and into outdoor locations so they can really enjoy being in Florida. Budgeting is a big thing. And most importantly, I think, is building a partnership with them. They want to feel that you're invested in their meeting and that the team is invested in their meeting and that it's a real partnership pulling it off. Some of it is structural, physical assets. Some of it is financial. They want creativity as well. And then some of it is just interpersonal and making sure that they're not just a transaction, but that it's a partnership to make sure their group is valued.
I think that's a great point. Can you talk a bit about that, the kind of unique features and offerings that being an independent hotel provides, particularly in your relationship building with meeting planners?
I spent over 20 years with one of the major public companies at the time, and managing some of their largest hotels. So I've seen it from both sides now. And I love the independent world because you really get to think outside the box for your customer. And obviously, we have brand standards that we created for ourselves and very high expectations. But at the end of the day, it's really listening to the planner and being flexible to what they want to do. We're really not constrained by anything to make their vision come true. And we've added some great venues. We added the Grove in the last year, which is our 20,000 square foot outdoor event space. The Palms Ballroom, 50,000 square feet, has been a great addition. And our latest opening was the Stadium Club, which is our 9,000 square foot. I call it a sports bar on steroids, but it's an upscale sports bar. It's a cross between a Dave and Buster's and with a touch of nightclub thrown in, with a little bit of Blue Martini thrown in. And it's really a great entertainment venue. And that's a perfect example. We created it from scratch. So we worked with our partners at StreetSense, and we created the venue from scratch. So in another setting, maybe a corporate setting like some folks are in, the corporation or the parent company will dictate what goes into the space, and it might be something that they already have somewhere else. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But here we listen to the voice of the customer of what they really wanted, and then we're able to create a space that targets exactly what they wanted, both from a feel, a look, culinary, and entertainment standpoint.
And really the actual physical layout of the venue and the offerings on site were shaped around what planners wanted, what visitors were looking for.
And we asked them, what are you looking for? Because we knew we were going to do something. I knew we were going to do something, but what are you really looking for? And I think so far, knock on wood, we've been open a little bit over a month and a half, and it's been a total home run. I mean, this past Super Bowl Sunday, we had 440 people, and they're watching the Super Bowl, and it was great, and we were pretty full, and we were almost sold out, and it was a great event, and another record day in revenue. We really listened to the customer, and we then work with them so they can achieve their objectives. Stadium Club, for example, right now our corporate groups that we have in first quarter and some association groups, they're either using it as a buyout, so they're either buying it out one night for a private event, what's happening is all their attendees are coming over, and it's the fun place to hang out after the meetings are done. And then you see them in the simulators playing golf, or you see them hanging around the bar and networking. And it's a fun environment because, yes, you've got sports on all the TVs, but then we have a DJ playing music as well. Calypso, which is located by our waterfall pool, great outside venue, seats about 120, but then the whole pool deck, we've done a lot of events out there, and that can go up to 700-800 people. So it's great outside. We've also got what we call the Bacardi Rum Bar, or the Rum Bar by Bacardi, I should say. And it's got a great feel inside, some really crafted rums and rum cocktails. And it's got a cigar patio where you can sit outside and smoke cigars if one wants. So there's different places. And the music there is a little bit different than in Stadium Club, which is a little bit different than at Calypso. And then we've got our Venetian Steakhouse, which is our award-winning Four Diamond Steakhouse. It's won the Four Diamond Award. It's an Italian chop house, actually. It's won the Four Diamond Award over 10 years in a row. So there's all sorts of different spaces to activate. There's all sorts of different spaces for people to go. And even in the morning, our Starbucks, people are passionate because even when they're having a banquet and there's coffee available at the banquet, they're lined up to get their Starbucks because they're so loyal and passionate about it. But listen, there's something for everybody. And we continue to grow our group business. So there's always opportunities for more. And we'll be adding some more meeting space starting later this year, expanding by another 17,000 square feet. Kareem, between the location, especially the service, because we always get great comments on the service and the food and beverage quality, it's a great place. One thing I wanted to mention was banquet food. We put together a great team and we said, hey, we want restaurant quality food in a banquet setting. We don't want the same old, same old. And we've been able to really set ourselves apart with our meeting planners via our food and beverage offerings. We just had a very complicated group in-house. It's a lot of moving parts with the group. And they literally told us they've never had better food and beverage than what they had here. Our team knows to never say no, but to present alternatives. I always tell the meeting planners or the folks when I meet them, it truly is a partnership. And it's our job to make them look good and to make the attendees feel welcome because we want you back in the future. And the best way to do that is to treat you great, make you have a great experience, and then you'll come back in the future and you'll spread the word. Well, that seems to be the winning formula.
You mentioned earlier up top as far as priorities for planners, obviously the financial questions, budgeting. How would you say working with an independent hotel kind of provides cost-effective solutions for planners?
I think we have more flexibility overall, right? We don't have some pressures that other organizations have on them. Maybe some new organizations or what have you that are getting pressured for a stock price or something. So we have more flexibility within the framework to do the right thing for the meeting planners and for the groups and for the guests in general. So if there's ever a doubt, we're going to throw more resources at it. And if we make a little bit less, it'll be fine. As long as the group is happy, we're still doing well and they leave happy and they'll come back in the future or they'll refer us to other people. I think the independent hotel just has more flexibility and tends to be more creative in working with those planners and with our customers in general than others. We're our own brand, and what you want, we're going to be able to do it for you or provide you options in which to do it. And I think that each independent hotel too has its own flavor. It has its own personality. You know, we're a convention hotel with a touch of lifestyle. We're fun. Some of the other members, they are our partners at Alhai. Some of those other member hotels, they each have their own personality, but it's a great personality. So it's not cookie cutter. You're getting individualized hotels that are great hotels, but with their own personalities and that provide great service. And the meeting planners, I think customers are seeking the unique experiences, and it falls right into our ballpark.
Any other thoughts on the benefits of working with an independent hotel or the particular value they deliver that should be emphasized?
I've been on both sides of the coin, and we go above and beyond to make sure that our customers are extremely satisfied. Our scores reflect that. And I think the majority, when you look at either guest satisfaction or meeting planner satisfaction scores, we're always near the top. And I venture to say that many of the larger convention hotels or medium-sized group houses in the independent world will reflect the same thing as well, because they have that flexibility to go a little bit above and beyond to do what's right for the customer. And it's a very individualized, tailored experience to that particular group. So I think it's a huge advantage for meeting planners. And again, it's been very well received ever since we reimagined the hotel and reopened.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Amari, for taking the time to chat.
No, I appreciate the time. And again, thank you for your time and for everything you do.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to rate and review us and check back for new episodes soon.